I'd like to learn together B'siyata D'Shmaya, a beautiful piece of Yismach Yisrael for Parshas Ekev. It appears on page 71 and 72, and it's Os Aleph of his section on Parshas Ekev. V'haya Ekev Tishma'un V'gomer V'shomer Hashem Elokecha Lecha V'gomer V'ati Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shome Imach Kim Liira. Of course, our Parsha speaks a lot about reward and punishment, the expectations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, and the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers us for fulfillment of a life of Torah and mitzvos. V'kushas haGemara Yadua, the question is well known, Atu Yira Milsa Zutra Sahi. The Gemara asks the question, Pasuk makes it sound, Ki'ilu, Yira Shemayim, and everything else on that list is a simple matter. As it says, V'atu Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shalmimach. What is Hashem asking of you? It's a simple thing. Hashem only wants you to live a life of Yira Shemayim. That's not such a simple thing. And the Gemara's answer is even more perplexing. The Gemara appears in several places in Shas. The Gemara says, In Legabe Moshe Milsa Zutra Sahi. After all, for Moshe, it's a milsa zutrasa, it's a small matter. The question, of course, is that the Pasuk is referring to all of the Jewish people, Vati Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Meimach. V'adavar kasha lahavin, it's difficult to understand, halo legabi Yisrael, ze lo milsa zutrasa. For the Jewish people, to attain a life of Yira Shamayim, ... because again, there is everything else that's listed on that list, the first being Yira Shamayim, but for Hashem to describe it, and for Moshe to describe it to us as if it's not a big deal is certainly not true at all. It takes a lifetime of hard work to acquire real levels of Yira Shamayim. Vinyira, perhaps we could explain. Dine muva b'svarim HaKadoshim gimel tenai hachuva. B'svarim HaKadoshim tell us that there are three conditions or prerequisites for sincere tshuva. V'atenai ha-gimel, and the third one that we find in B'svarim HaKadoshim, mitenai hachuva, hu lishmo le-divrei hamochiach. If I want to actually change, if I want to be chozer b'tshuva, so I have to be open and willing and submissive to the one who's going to offer me words of rebuke. If I'm not prepared to hear from others, from those who are greater than me, how I can improve my ways, to use the mashal of the garden maze of Mesilas Yesharim, if I can't look to those who have already made their way through the maze to offer guidance and hadracha, so then it's going to be very difficult for me to listening to myself in my own little echo chamber, it's very difficult for me to change myself and to actually transform myself. That from this day forward, I'm going to do that which my Rebbe, my mentor, whoever it is who's rebuking me and guiding me, I'm prepared to listen wholeheartedly to whatever it is that that individual offers me. Similarly, we find in the words of Rabbeinu Yonah on Pirkei Avos, again, something that's very insightful, on a simple Mishnah that we don't think about enough. Mishnah tells us in the third parak, Kol Shemaisav Meruve Mechachmaso V'chulu, a person whose actions are greater than his wisdom, so that is a proper balance, that's a proper way to live one's life. God forbid that my chachma should be greater than my actions. The question, of course, being, well, let's say the Pashup Shah. The Pashup Shah is that obviously I should do more than I just study. If I read the books, but I don't apply it to my life, that's a big problem. That's the Pashup Shah. But Rabbeinu Yonah wonders, and Yismach Yisrael wonders, how is it possible for one's actions to be greater than their knowledge? Meaning, I want to apply everything that I've learned and everything that I know to the realm of action. But how could my actions surpass my knowledge? Obviously, one could say, I should do more mitzvos, in terms of the hours that I spend doing mitzvos as opposed to learning or studying. I should have more points, so to speak, in Shemayim from action as opposed to knowledge. My maisav should be more than my chachma. But again, in terms of if I view it as I want to apply every bit of knowledge that I have, well, how could I do something that I don't even know about? Heich efshar lios maisav merubim mechachmaso. How can my action surpass my knowledge? If the source of my actions is the knowledge that I've acquired, rather we could say as follows: that when a person accepts upon himself an attitude, an outlook that I'm going to do all of the things that I will learn, and I will not hesitate to apply anything that is taught to me, hagam shalayado. So even though I don't yet necessarily know everything, it's going to take a lifetime again to acquire that knowledge. But the fact that I've made a commitment—that's the key point here. That's the key element when it comes to beginning the tshuva process, to make sincere commitments, kabbalos. My commitment to do whatever it is that I'm going to learn and to apply it immediately to my life. So then it's as if a person has acquired, and not just acquired, has applied to one's life all of the mitzvahs of Hashem. Ki'ilu it's done, even though I don't even know what it is yet. Because my attitude is such that when I do know, I will do it. Similarly, we find with regard to Daniel, it says, Min hayom, pasuk in Daniel Parak Yud, Min hayom arishon asher nasata elibecha, from the first moment that you took it to heart. Again, hainu me'ez ha-kabbalah. That means from the time that a person accepts upon himself to do something, in a certain sense, it's considered as if it's already been achieved and performed. Similarly, we find in Shmos Parak Yud Beis, Vayelchu vayasu. They went and they did. They hadn't done it yet, as Rashi explains. But their willingness to do it was equated in the pasuk in the eyes of Hashem as if it was already done, as if they had already gone ahead and performed chashal meimach. Of course, it will take a lifetime for a person to achieve and to apply all of the and to attain all of the madregos that a person is striving for when it comes to Yirat Shamayim. But can a person at the very least say, and again, it's good food for thought as we come to Chodesh Elul, this Shabbos, Parshas Ekev being Shabbos Mevarchim Chodesh Elul, are we prepared to at least say that I want to make that change? Am I prepared to be makabel upon myself, that I want to be mevatel myself, I want to listen to those who can guide me, I want to hear the shortcomings that I have in my life, and begin the process of change? Perhaps that's the explanation of the pasuk. He says two lines from the bottom. Hainu sha'aperish ba'apasuk hukein. Ki im liyira, va'ata Yisrael, Hashem, what does Hashem ask of you, Klal Yisrael? Ki im liyira, hainu shetekabel al atzmo. Lasos is called mitzvos Hashem, ulir mipanav, that I should accept upon myself, that I should have the awe and the respect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem, listen, I don't know everything, of course I don't yet know everything. It's going to take me a lifetime to learn everything. Halavai, I should be born with all of that knowledge, but I'm not. I learned it in utero, and now I'm working my way back towards it. So of course it'll take a lifetime of study and application in order to learn it and then to apply it. But right now I can say I want to. I can be makabel upon myself that I'm going to. And the Gemara's question on that is, in fact, is even that so simple? Umaksha Gemara atu davar zeh, atu hakabala atchiyed alav tiyodeya talumos. That the yodeya talumos, that the one who is all-knowing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows the secrets of my heart, could HaKadosh Baruch Hu look inside of me and see that, yeah, Moshe Tzvi, really, you want to be makabel upon yourself to do everything? You're not going to hesitate to apply any new Torah idea that you learn to your life? As soon as you learn it, you're going to implement it, you're prepared to live it. Even if it means making certain sacrifices, could HaKadosh Baruch Hu testify that your Kabbalah is a sincere and complete Kabbalah? Is that itself a davar katan? And the Gemara's answer now makes a lot of sense. The Gemara's answer is yes, for Moshe Rabbeinu. For Moshe Rabbeinu, what do you mean for Moshe Rabbeinu? We're talking to the entire Jewish people. Rather, what it means is Hainu in the fourth line of the left column. Kasher hayla am Yisrael mochiach gadol k'Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. Ah, if you have a Rebbe like a Moshe Rabbeinu, if you have a teacher like a Moshe Rabbeinu, if you have a source of inspiration, a mentor, someone to look up to, someone to surrender to, like a Moshe Rabbeinu. Hainu kasher hayla am Yisrael mochiach gadol k'Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. Asher dvarav hayikirish be'es v'shal heveska. When you hear the voice, the thunderous voice of Moshe Rabbeinu, you see such an exalted Yid, you could say, wow, I want to be like that. Of course, I'm not there yet. And that itself, to say that that's who I want to be, it was so obvious that this is the way to live one's life, that yes, in fact, to accept upon oneself, to strive for greatness when one has a role model like a Moshe Rabbeinu, again, to strive to be like him. As the Rambam says, anyone could be like Moshe Rabbeinu, not with regard to Nevuah, with regard to tzidkus, go for it. That, in fact, is a milsa zutra sahi. If I have emotion in my life, then yes, being able to look at that person and say, this is the emes, this is how I should be living, that, in fact, is a milsa zutra sahi. It should be rather obvious to us. Lachain haya benokal etzlam, lishmoa lekol moram, ulekabla atzon lishmoa el kol asher yorosam, and therefore it should have been relatively easy, it was relatively easy, for them to accept and to listen to the guiding voice of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, even though Yirat Shamayim is something one acquires over the course of a lifetime, their commitment to it, that much they could do right away, and they did. And it's because of having a leader like Moshe Rabbeinu, that it became so accessible to at least strive for such a thing. And the best advice I could offer you with regard to this, in order to come to be zoicha, to attain a level of this commitment, not to chas v'shalom be despondent and to be depressed and to be sad over the mistakes of my past, meaning how do I strengthen myself to believe that I can make such a commitment and I can move forward, to rejoice over the fact that I am one of Hashem's chosen people, a child of the Borei Olam, and that I'm able to make these changes. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His infinite kindness, is stretching out His hand. Like we say throughout the Yom Naram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimincha Pshuta L'Kabel Shavim. Hashem is begging us to come back. In His kindness, He wants to ensure that no Jew is left behind. Again, L'Val Yidach Vimenu Nidach, that no one should be cast astray. Neither in time nor in place. In place or in time. Uverova avaso elinu nasan lanu refos tala lecholachatayim hiatruva. And for that very reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the most exalted of medicines, and that is the refua known as tshuva. Uverega katan yuchal liyos bria chadasha katan shenolad. And Hashem made it entirely possible that in a moment of sincere Kabbalah, the transformation has already taken place. And he quotes the magnificent words of the Rambam in the 7th parak of Hilchos Tshuva. Just yesterday, a few moments ago, you were rejected by Hashem, you were despised by Hashem, you were repulsive in the eyes of Hashem, you were distant from Hashem, you were abominable in the eyes of Hashem. And now, after engaging in tshuva, immediately, you went from being hated to being beloved. You went from being repulsive to being desired. You went from being distant to being close. You went from being abominable to being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dear friend, who He wants to spend time with. And if you'll say this is just a nice chassidish of art in order to mechazek ourselves, it's anything but that. First of all, a nice chassidish of art is an amistic vart. But more than that, it's a halachic concept, a Gemara in Kedushin, Mem Tesamud Beis. If a person says, "Behold, you are betrothed to me," on condition that I am mitzadik, well, what do you say? Mikudeshes, the marriage is binding. Why? At least misafik, because we suspect that perhaps he had a moment of tshuva. You understand what that means? You have a person here who has a terrible reputation, who's known to be no good. And all of a sudden, he decides, and we have to be choshesh that maybe he had such a sincere change of heart in that moment that he is a tzaddik. V'im hayinu yodin, turn the page, top of page 72, v'im hayinu yodin bebirur, shasa tshuva hayis mekudeshes bevadai. And if we know that we've seen his efforts in tshuva, then not only is it a safek kedushin, it's a vadai kedushin. V'nira sheberege katan. And therefore, what do you see halachically? In a single moment, in Makavala Atma Lashuv Midarko Haraav, Lasos Mitzos Hashem Be'emes, Yuchol Yos Miyad Tzaddik. Look how quickly a person can become a tzaddik. Again, he still has a lot of work to do in terms of his Shmiras HaMitzvos. When the Rambam talks about tzaddik and Beinoni in Russia, the Rambam is talking about points. So the Rambam says, if you have more, right, in Nechos Tshuva, if a person has more mitzvos than averos, so he's a tzaddik, he has more points than X's, he has more checks than X's. If he has more averos than mitzvos, of course it's not just the number of actions that one performed, as the Rambam writes, different mitzvos have different values, but if it adds up that your averos are more weighty than your mitzvos, so then you are a rasha. And if you're 50-50, you're a benoni. But the Baal HaTanya explains that's really borrowed terminology. The essence of the term tzaddik, rasha, benoni, is an attitude, is a state of being. And therefore, what the Yismach Yisrael is describing here is that it's possible for a person to be categorized as a tzaddik in terms of his essential category of what type of life he wants to live. Granted, he may have some work to do in terms of fixing, right? But he has the ability to correct so suddenly by having a change of heart, a change of direction. And in that moment of transformation, he should be besimcha. He shouldn't be paralyzed by his mistakes of the past. Hashem is reaching out to him. And from that good state of joy, and that confidence, and that strength that he draws on knowing that Hashem wants him to return, he comes to a true Kabbalah, a real acceptance to change. V'zocha ba'emes la'tshuva shleima, and from there he gains the confidence and the strength to be able to engage in tshuva entirely. V'zehu perish v'haye ekev tishmu'un. So now let's go back to the beginning, because at the beginning he quoted v'haye ekev tishmu'un, and then he quoted the v'ati yisrael ma'ashem l'kech ha'shal mimach. So what's the v'haye ekev tishmu'un? It'll be that, the reward for listening, or because you will listen. Because we've shown him how to translate the word Ekev in context here. But the Vahaya, he says, Ein Vahaya ela lashon simcha. The Medrash tells us in several places that Vahaya is always an expression of joy. Vayihi bimei, the Gemara in Megillah tells us, is an expression of something ominous, something negative about to happen. Vayihi bimei achashverosh, vayihi bimei shvot hashoftim, there was a famine in Megillah's Rus. Vayehi, the Gemara says, could sometimes be positive, sometimes negative. So again, Vayehi bimei is always negative. Vayehi is sometimes positive, sometimes negative. Vahaya is positive. Vahaya is a lashon of simcha, something good. So what's the Vahaya Ekev Tishmun? The Vahaya Ekev Tishmun is that a person should do tshuva with confidence, with a simcha. Yet tamid b'simcha asher zachal yosmi ovdi Hashem harachaman. How fortunate you are to have a king who's willing to negotiate with you, that Hashem loves you and He wants you to be close. He doesn't want you to be sanoi and meruchak and meshukatz. He doesn't want you to be seen in His eyes in that way. Hashem is reaching out to you. Imrak b'sof ve'ekiv tishmu'un. Hainu she'tekabel alecha, leilich v'derech ha'tov v'yashar v'lasos eskol ha'mishpatim ha'ela. Like the pasuk says, it'll be that if you're willing to listen, if you'll find yourself a Moshe Rabbeinu, and you'll say, this is who I'm going to listen to this year. I'm not going to listen to my Yitzhahara. I'm not going to listen to my friends who are a negative influence on me. I'm not going to be dragged down by people around me, my coworkers. I'm going to listen to the Moshe of my life. I'm going to listen to the Gedolim. I'm going to listen to the Tzadikim. I'm going to listen to what the Torah has to say. So when a person is willing to listen, and really be makabel upon himself to change, then vahaya, he should be very happy. It's with that joy and with that confidence and trusting that Hashem wants you and trusting that he has it within himself to change. What does that mean? Hashem will do the chesed with you of allowing you to be chozer v'tshuva, and you'll attain it, you'll achieve it. The Kabbalah will make the difference moving forward. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomer milashon hakasuv aviv shomer sadavar. V'shamar Hashem Elokecha, Hashem is shomer, Hashem is mitzapeh, Hashem is longing for you. Like it says by Yaakov when he was told about Yosef's dreams, v'aviv shomer sadavar. Yaakov Avinu was shomer, he guarded it, and as Rashi explains, he was looking forward to it coming true. Hayamamtin yama chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to grant you chesed. For omen and mitzvah, when will it be? Ma'atis oris yirusa dilatata, a kabbalah chesed. Hashem is just waiting for you to make that. So yes, on the one hand, again, to change oneself, it's a lifetime of hard work. To acquire the knowledge and to apply it to oneself, it's a lifetime of hard work. But tshuva begins with a sincere kabbalah. I'm going to find myself a Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm going to start listening to a greater than me. I'm going to surrender my way of thinking. And be makabel from the mochiach, from the one who's going to offer me words of guidance. And when I do that, when I accept that, I should have the confidence, the vahaya, the simcha, that one should feel, knowing that ekev tishmun, that ekev osas lashon of akel, the heel, right, the bottom of the body, that in the end I'm going to be able to listen. I'm going to listen now, I'm going to continue to listen and continue to apply it to my life over the course of a lifetime, and in that way a person can make sincere changes. So Hashem should help us as we prepare ourselves for Chodesh Elul, Haba Aleinu Letova. Let's become sincere Bali Tshuva. Let's find the Moshe Rabbeinus of our lives. And let's start listening once again and begin that process of achieving something which is not impossible. In fact, it's a Milsa Zutrasa. It's very much within reach. And it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is longing and waiting for us to return to Him. Be'emes uvelev shalem. Have a wonderful Shabbos.